Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning, and today my guest is Elizabeth Gray, who is an Alexander Technique student. She's been studying the technique for about a year with Bill Plake, who's an Alexander Technique teacher in Los Angeles. She's a professional writer. She's done research for a number of documentary films. She's written several plays. And she's also a singer and an actor who performs around the Los Angeles area. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, could you begin by giving our listeners a short description of the Alexander Technique?
Well, for me, it's like bathing my bone structure in a vat of Valium.
Beautiful. And could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, I just seem to have a lot of pain in my lower back and my hip, and a result of years of bad posture. And what I've learned in Bill's classes is how to handle that and how to release that tension, and also, as Bill would say, inhibit the response, which has just been invaluable to me. I mean, it's been a really great lesson of body awareness and how to use energy in your body without harming you, and to become aware of that and to use energy more efficiently without any pain.
Mm. Now, that term inhibit that you mentioned is kind of an Alexander jargon term. When you say inhibit the response, could you maybe explain that to people a little more?
Sure. For me personally, it means not taking an AK-47 and shooting people. No, I'm sorry. What I've learned about the Alexander technique is that the first response that, for example, that I have under stress is to hunch my shoulders and to look down. And that's a way of me, I think, becoming smaller. And so when I feel that I'm doing that, I can make a conscious decision that says, I don't need to do this. And I kind of let that directive go and assume a posture or position that is less painful.
So maybe another way of saying that is it gives you a little freedom in how you respond to things.
Well, yes, you have the freedom comes in choice, you know, and studying the technique, you begin to have a built-in awareness that there is a choice you can make about how you respond on a physical level to stress.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I think, you know, so many people just react to things rather than respond. And a reaction to me is like someone flipping out with road rage or, you know, yelling or screaming, you know, all things that I am totally guilty of. But a response, you have that gap between how you think and how what comes out of your mouth and how you hold your body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's inhibiting what has been there for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that there's anything about the Alexander technique and the Alexander teaching method that makes it particularly good at helping you substitute a response for a reaction? Because that idea is not unique to the Alexander technique. There are a lot of people that will say, you know, you're responsible for your own actions. You don't have to respond in preset ways. But do you think there's something about the Alexander teaching process that lends maybe a certain concreteness to that idea?
Well, you don't become addicted to prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? It's you've, it, to me, you know, Let me put it this way. Joni Mitchell has this phrase in one of her songs called Getting Back to the Garden, and it's in one of her songs.
Right.
And to me, that kind of sums up what the Alexander technique points you in the direction of rediscovery about what that is. And to me, it's like if you look at a young child sitting on the floor playing, their back is perfectly straight. You know, it's it their the way that they move is in perfect harmony. There's nothing interfering, no conditioning. And to me, that's what the Alexander technique gets back to. It's a rediscovery of that energy.
And I'm assuming that with the various jobs that you do, some of them involving singing and acting, but some of them involving, I assume, sitting at a computer at home or at work,
Right,
writing.
right.
Could you say a little bit about how the technique, maybe we could divide that into two general categories, sort of desk work on the one hand and theater on the and singing on the other. Could you say a little bit about how the technique has helped you in those two areas?
Well, for desk work, I don't have the problem of ADD. As a matter of fact, like when I'm at the desk editing video or writing or researching something, I have this concentration that is just very powerful, and it's very focused. But what I find is the more I get into it, the more I have that anterior pelvic tilt, which you saw in my video. And I hunch over, and it's almost like mentally I put these blinders on, like horses have, not to get distracted when they walk down the street. But it's like I go into a black hole of concentration, and my body contracts for that, and it's very, very painful for my lower back and my hips. So what I find now, you know, because I'm new at the technique and I'm still learning, that I'm able to know when I shift into that painful posture, and I'm able to move out of it.
And
So that
you can move out of it and still have the
concentrate.
concentration you need for the work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, it's really it's quite powerful. You know, once I get to that state, it's like, I don't know, I get into a flow or a trance on what I'm doing, and it really is both wonderful and at the same time it can really beat up my body if I'm not careful.
Because I think a lot of people might assume that kind of losing track of yourself, your physical mechanism, would be the price you have to pay for that level of concentration. But your experience is that with Alexander lessons, you can look after yourself and be focused on your work.
Yeah, because you know, I mean, what brings me out of that trance is that tremendous pain, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, this is not good. And it, but now, since the Alexander technique helps me to focus on movement, you know, just having kind of a third eye sense about how I'm moving and is it hurting me, kind of ingrained within that decision-making process of between like the garden and my conditioning, there is now that middle ground that says that has the choice of, okay, I'm hurting, what can I do? You know, that's new. But that doesn't really mess around with my concentration. It's like, oh, okay, fine. You know, it's like somebody will walk into the room, I'll notice them maybe, and it'll be fine. Or, you know, so I mean, I don't react to it. I just kind of like, oh, that's that. All right.
Right. And in the area, the other area of your life of being a singer and an actor, now those are both fields where the technique is reasonably well known to be helpful to people. Could you say a little bit about how it's affected your singing and your acting?
Well, singing, I've my range is just keeps growing. I mean, it's amazing. I have 2.5 octaves now, comfortably. And I think that's a matter of confidence and also training, and using the Alexander technique with breath, and all of that. And I think that's just amazing. And then also too. How you hold yourself as a singer. I was at a workshop a couple weeks ago, and one of the criticisms that the people had for me was, "You're too straight. You're standing up too straight." And I thought, and I told her, I said, "Oh my God, I've never heard that in my life that I'm standing up straight." And they said, "Yeah, you should, be more flexible." And I thought, oh, okay, so this is new. So that's helped me with that. And with performing, I audition an awful lot out here for commercials and everything. And what I found, what I've learned from the Alexander technique on that is my habitual way of standing is to be forward and down. And Bill taught me this. You just roll back just a little bit. You think you're going way back on your heels, but you're not. So I do that, I do a lot of print work auditions where that's what we call in the trade a book and look, where you have like 3 seconds before a camera and you just have to be totally on. And I do that Bill taught me, and so far it's been they keep calling me back, so I can't complain,
Right. And that what you mentioned just now, the coming back a little bit from your ankles, I guess. Is that how
Yeah,
you
just
describe it? That it
yes.
illustrates something, a kind of a basic Alexander idea that I'm sure Bill has talked to you about, which is that we often have, well, basically incorrect information about ourselves. We think we're doing one thing, and in fact, we're doing something quite different. And it sounds like in your case, you had developed a little habit of standing a bit forward, and as you say, forward and down,
Right.
which felt like up to you. And then when someone moved you back a little bit, it felt like, as you say, like you were about to fall over, although I'm sure you noticed that you didn't fall over, right?
Exactly.
And that does, it does illustrate that point of incorrect perceptions, I guess you could call it, of our situation. Is there anything else or any other area that you'd like to talk about in terms of your experience with the technique?
Just that I seem to be enjoying life a lot more. I don't take things so seriously anymore. It's just studying it has just been so much fun. I'm able to laugh at my mistakes and it's given me a lot of confidence as well, and a lot of courage to go out and try new things. So I'm hoping your listeners who haven't tried the Alexander technique will, give it a go, because it's really, really something, and it's so simple, but the simplest things are the hardest to do. Then that's about it.
Do you have any advice for potential students of the technique?
Oh, just jump in and hang in there. I mean, just and have a sense of humor, because I mean, you have to, learning anything, you have to be willing to make mistakes and let your ego go and be consistent, which is also very difficult for people to do, including me, is to be consistent at a change. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said, change happens on the inside. It's not all outside. It's all inside. And this technique is all about addressing those things which we're unaware of on the inside.
Well, you know, I always tell my new students something I probably would not have to tell you, which is have fun with it.
Oh my God, yes.
I mean, this can be one of the most enjoyable learning experiences you can have.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe this would be a good place to end our talk.
Okay.
My guest today has been Elizabeth Gray, who is an actress, a singer, done research for documentaries, a writer. She's done just about everything. And she is a student of Bill Plake, who is an Alexander Technique teacher in Los Angeles. And if anything we've talked about intrigues you, we're going to put a link. We're going to certainly put a link to Elizabeth's website. We're going to put a link to Bill Plake's website. If you're in the Los Angeles area, he'd be a good person to contact. And we're also going to put a link to a site which will help you find a teacher anywhere in the world. Elizabeth, thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're welcome. Thank you, Robert.